Welcome to the Unstoppable Show. I'm your host, Jenny Lane, and I'm here to help you become unstoppable in your small business so that you create a money-making brand that changes yours and your family's life for good. This show is perfectly suited to female entrepreneurs working from home, growing small profitable businesses in the online space. Let's dive in to this episode. Hey girl, thanks for being here. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about the announcement from Facebook about Meta Verified. And if you've not heard about it, what the Metaverse has said, Facebook and Instagram have said, is that they're actually testing a new subscription bundle. And it's going to be, I can't remember how much they said it was going to be. Let me just see whether I've got that information. Yeah. So it says that people will be able to purchase a monthly subscription for $11.99 on the web and $14.99 on iOS and Android. And as part of that subscription, that's obviously a monthly payment, what happens is that you get the blue badge account verification that everybody seems to be trying to chase all the time. It's interesting because I put a post out on my Instagram, a poll actually, I think it was in my stories, where I was asking ladies whether they would actually be interested in signing up to that subscription service. And the vast majority of ladies said no. So I wanted to cover it in an episode because I'm like sitting on the other side of the fence. I want this to come out, and when it is available for me, I am definitely going to be signing up to it to check it out. So why am I going to bother doing that? Why am I going to start paying effectively the Metaverse, Instagram and Facebook, a monthly fee to be on their platforms and to have that verified badge? Well, it's not for the badge. It's because there's a lot more that comes alongside it. And that verified badge, first of all, it helps authenticate your account. I think you have to give a government ID in order to authenticate your account to show that you are the account holder. And in doing that, it helps protect your account. It gives it proactive account protection. You also get access to account support. Now, I know that people have issues with their Facebook and their Instagram, and it is an absolute nightmare sometimes trying to get any support to sort those issues out. But it will also help to protect your account from your account being hacked, your account being copied, and fake accounts showing up. But there is more to it than that. They're actually starting this subscription service with a gradual test in Australia and New Zealand, so goodness knows how long it's going to take to roll out, but they have said that they're hoping to bring it to the rest of the world soon, and that's as of March 2023. So with Meta Verified, what you actually get is the blue badge. Now, people chase the blue badge because they think it's a way to show their credibility as an expert. But actually, the verified badge is more about confirming that your account is the real you and that your account has been authenticated with a government ID. So people can trust when they come to your account, if it's got a blue badge on, that it is you. They're also saying that you'll get more protection from impersonation, which is people copying you, which is a good thing. And there's that support that they've said that you will have access to for account issues. But the other feature that I think is really interesting is that they are now saying that if you have the subscription, then you will have increased visibility and reach with prominence in some areas of the platform, like search, comments, and recommendations. Now, for me, that is huge, because we have to remember that even though we are allowed to show up and use these platforms for free at the moment, what has happened over the past few years is that our reach has declined dramatically. That may actually have been because they have planned this Meta Verified some time ago, and they've dropped people's reach down in order to promote the opportunity to have the blue badge and the subscription to increase your visibility and reach. Now for me, $14.99 a month is not a lot to pay in order to see how much increased visibility and reach I will get. And certainly if you make the comparison of that to paying for adverts on the platforms, it is a very, very low monthly fee to pay in order to look at how much increased visibility and reach you'll get. And that is the most important reason that I am going to jump on that subscription, because I want to see how paying for the platform and then my resulting visibility and reach improves compared to what it is now. And if it increases my visibility and my reach, and as a result of that, I grow a following that is a following that is aligned with who I am and what I do, and I can push that following over onto my mailing list and onwards to my products and services, that $14.99 is going to be a very small price to pay for the luxury of having that. And then they're also saying that there are going to be exclusive features to express yourself in your in unique ways. I don't know what that means at the moment, but I'll be interested to see what that is when it actually rolls out. So they've actually got this rolling out in New Zealand and Australia at the moment. They're testing it there. I wish they would test in the UK. I want to be the first in on these sort of things. But as soon as I see this come over to the UK, you can bet that I am going to be jumping on it and then testing it, because I want to see just how much more it gives me. And it's whether you like this change or not, in my opinion, it's been a long time coming. I think that these platforms should have brought the opportunity to subscribe out a long time ago, in order for us to be able to use the platforms more effectively by paying them a little bit of money for the privilege of doing that. So even though a lot of people are, well, it's ridiculous and they shouldn't be doing it and there's no way I'm going to be jumping on this, I'm completely on the other side of the fence to that. I'm like, bring it on. I want to see how much more this helps me grow more easily on the platforms. And if it does, I will be happy to pay you that monthly subscription. And if it doesn't, I'll be cancelling. It's as simple as that. We have to remember that Facebook and Instagram and all of the other social platforms are businesses, and those businesses exist to make profit. And yes, I know before you drop a comment that these platforms already make billions of pounds in revenue off the back of things like their paid ads. But even so, for the smaller businesses that there are in this world who maybe don't have the opportunity to invest large scale in paid ads or lack the knowledge to be able to run paid ads themselves and lack the money to be able to pay an agency to run ads for them, this could be an opportunity for us to extend our visibility and our reach over the many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of accounts that will never sign up to that subscription service. So for me, it's a yes, please, I'm in. Get it to me as quickly as you can. I'm just reading some of the little things that they're saying is coming with that subscription. Number one is increased visibility, although they are saying that may vary depending on a subscriber's existing audience size and the topic of their posts. So it's going to be interesting to see how that rolls out. It says subscribers with a smaller following may see a more noticeable impact to their reach since their audiences are smaller. All Meta-verified subscribers and their content must meet our terms of use and community guidelines. We know that already. All content will be treated according to our existing guidelines for recommendations on Instagram or Facebook and our content guidelines. So we've got to see how that's going to roll out when we're paying for the service. Two, we'll offer exclusive stickers on Facebook and Instagram stories and Facebook Reels and 100 free stars a month on Facebook so you can show your support for other creators. That's interesting. And then they've put number three, they've listed the prices for Australia and New Zealand at the moment. And then they've put number four, businesses are not eligible to apply for Meta Verified at this time. I hope that means that when they do roll it out to everybody, that businesses will be eligible to apply, because I cannot see the sense in that being a subscription service for private accounts only. That will really piss me off if they do that. If they do it, honestly, I think that there will be a lot of people that will be outraged. So we're going to have to see how that rolls out. And, oh God, and here's another one. It says, at this time, Meta Verified will only support your real name on your profile. Once your profile is verified, you can't change the profile name, username, date of birth, or photo on your profile without going through the Meta Verified subscription and verifications application process again. So it's going to be interesting to see how that rolls out. So Meta Verified will only support your real name on your profile. What does that even mean? I'm assuming it means you've got to have your real name on your profile, but your username can be your business name if they're going to allow it to be rolled out to businesses. So it's very interesting. You know, there are a lot of people talking about this, and there are a lot of business owners that are talking about this. I'm not sure they've all read the small print like I've just done. And I'm sincerely hoping that once they've tested it in Australia and New Zealand, and they do roll it out everywhere, that we will be able to use it as businesses. Time will tell. But if we can, I'll be jumping on it. And if we can't, then I'm going to have to think about, is there a workaround that I can use to use it on a personal account? And are we going to be penalised if we try to use a personal account and then post about our businesses and then they tell us that we can't do that? So it's all a little bit confusing and up in the air at the moment. We're going to have to see what happens next. But yeah, it's interesting. I think that you already have the opportunity to do this on YouTube. I'm not 100% sure, but I did read somewhere that you can, and I'm not sure whether you can do it on TikTok as well. But you can bet your bottom dollar that once one platform has done it, the chances are other platforms are going to do it anyway. So it would be, it's a wait and see, but I just wanted to show up and give you my thoughts on it as it is at the moment. And as things progress with this, and I learn more and I hear more, then I'll do other episodes and I'll cover it. I'd love to know your thoughts. You can get in touch and let me know. And if you want to dive deeper with me, the best way that you can do that is through the link that is in the episode description. I just want to encourage you to go and take my success survey to see how close to success you are in your business. It's always good to know where you're at. And I'll fire you over an action-packed 33-page report for free. That has a value probably of, I don't know, probably about at least 47, maybe 97 or even more pounds worth of value in that 33-page report. I'm just going to let you have it. It's packed full of tips about growing your business in the online space. And one of the best things about that report is it will help you identify whether you've got gaps in your business model. Because if you do have gaps in your business model, that could be impacting your growth, your success, your revenue when you're showing up in the online space. So go take the success survey, 11 questions you can answer. I will then give you an indication of how close to or how far away from success you are right at the moment. And I'll get that 33-page report over to you that you can see it and read and highlight and make notes about. And you'll be able to use it for takeaways for your business. That help to show where you need to just improve your business visibility or your business model in some way, so that you are showing up more successfully online. And when you show up more successfully online, you start to get better results. So link in the description of this episode to go and take that survey, and I'll catch up with you again real soon. Take care for now. Bye-bye. Girl, thanks for showing up, being here and tuning into this episode. I appreciate you. Remember to subscribe so that you'll receive a notification when more episodes go live. And why not share this podcast with another female business owner who you know will get value from being here? I want you to stay on your business. I want you to stay committed to your business. I want you to become unstoppable in your business. And I'll catch up with you for more business success tips real soon. Take care. Bye for now.